Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Missouri State Coaches Show with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Mel Churchman. Again, our interview with Coach Churchman, underwritten by Maryville's IV and recorded every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock at Maryville's IV. Coach, another wild one with Washburn on Saturday. One of the things we talked about going in was if history had anything to do with it, it would be an exciting finish, and, well, we got another one on Saturday.
Yeah, we didn't break the trend, John. It was, it was just one of those games. It had a little bit of everything in it. It looked like early. If you were a fan of ours, you're probably worried that we're going to get blown out. We were down 14-0 when they were going into the wind of all things, and we had to win the first quarter. Then we come back in the second quarter and in the third quarter and really dominate the game, and we're up 34-24 and have a first and goal on the 5-yard line. Thinking that, hey, we're going to be up by 17, and it didn't happen, and we didn't score. And then it ends up 41-34 with a minute left, and they drive down and score and go for two and don't make it, and that's the way the game ends. So it had a lot of different things in it.
It was a very windy day and really very windy around the entire MIAA with the way the games turned out. But how much of a factor did wind play in Northwest game?
Well, I think, John, I think the wind was a factor in the kicking game. There's no doubt about that. I thought, for the most part, our kickoffs, Todd Adolph did an outstanding job on kickoffs. We kicked into the wind. It seemed like we scored into the wind. I think it was easier, quite honestly, for the quarterbacks to throw into the wind than with the wind. It's so hard to judge how much the wind's going to help you. And if you throw a tight ball, which both of them do, going into the wind, it didn't make much difference. But going back to the kicking game, it affected punting some. But I thought both kickers and both punters really did an outstanding job, other than Todd struggled with two field goals. And I think the wind got in his head a little bit there, and then he had an extra point blocked, which certainly wasn't his fault. But we each had a punt blocked, but that didn't have anything to do with the wind. It's just a strange game when you have that much wind.
Have you been involved in a game such as that before, with so many bizarre things happening in one game?
Well, I don't know that, I've seen kicks blocked before, but there was a lot of different things that happened in that game, and so many different changes, real significant changes in momentum. They score and then block a punt, and boom, they score the next play, and then we get a little momentum and we score, and then we block a punt and run it in for a score, and so all of a sudden it's 14-14, and then and then we kick off to them, and the very first play they go 79 yards, and really uncharacteristic of our defense to give up a run of 79 yards, and we missed a lot of tackles on that play. So in the second half, the same thing. We felt like we really had the momentum, and then I felt like we lost it, and it was a tough game to coach.
And one of the things, too, that I think you've talked about as well, when you had the punt return down to the 5-yard line and then able to get it in there, that was kind of a momentum swing as well that helped out Washburn.
Well, it did. That was a big swing because we were up 10 at the time. We were up 34-24, and then after they stopped us, it gave them all kinds of energy, and they drove down and scored. And then right after that, kicked a field goal. We scored in between, so we were only up then. That was when it was 41-34 and late in the ball game. All we had to do at that point after they scored to make it 41-34, all we had to do was get one or two first downs and the game's over, and we couldn't do it. Some frustrating things, but overall, John, I think a couple of really good things. Number one, it's just good to win a game like that because it gives you confidence. You've been there before. You've been in tough situations. I think that's important. But number two, we had some guys step up that weren't our starters. You look at the block punt, Graylin Sanders, Justin Eichen, those aren't household names on, Bearcat football. And some of the other things that happened, we had some great Billy Baudler makes a great play on not only on the extra point, but he made a great play on their punt return right before that because the guy had we had missed about three tackles and looked like he was really going to go down the sideline, and Billy caught him from behind. Just that type of a game, Gary Ewert played really the whole game at defensive end because Kyle Sunderman got hurt. Gary's played very limited, and he did a fine job. So lots of things like that, those were really good for our football team.
And I think when you look at things on Washburn's side of the ball, they've had several games kind of similar to this to a certain degree. They've had some shootouts and some strange ball games, and they've come up short in some of those matchups, although they did come in with a little bit of momentum with a double overtime win the week before. But they've been involved in quite a few strange ball games this year.
Well, you know, if you look at it, they have. You know, they had the 55-45 deal with Central Missouri and kind of a shootout with Abilene Christian. And, you know, you mentioned the one that they had with Pitt that they won in double overtime, which they could have very easily lost, and then the Missouri Western game, which they lost, which they could have very easily won. So they've really had a tough year. And so when they got down to a minute left there, it didn't surprise me at all that they went for the win. I read a little bit about it afterwards, and it sounded like, you know, there was no doubt that's what their kids wanted to do. And I think Craig really felt, and I did too, I felt like they had, you know, they had really, they kind of had us back on our heels, because that was a 4th and 7, and they converted not just for the first down, but 30-some yard touchdown pass. And, you know, we were kind of grasping right then, and, you know, it was great on our, you know, our defensive staff to come up and give them a different look, you know, when they came out for the extra point and what they thought they were going to get, and we were able to get a hand on the ball and knock it down.
When you saw that they were going to go for two, and I think talking with you after the game, you felt all along that they were going for the two-point conversion. Did you feel good about that decision from the standpoint of maybe trying to get it settled there in regulation?
Well, I was sick of the game about that point. Those are tough games, you know. Just they're hard on you physically, and so I thought, well, at least it'll be decided. We won't have to go to overtime, and you know, just for some reason, I don't know why, but I just felt like, you know, if we have to make a play, somebody will step up and make a play, and that's exactly what happened. And we had a little confusion on there. You know, we had to take 2 timeouts. Fortunately, if they would have scored, we wouldn't have had any timeouts left. We took a timeout because we kind of wanted to regroup. That was before the touchdown where we took the 2 timeouts, but we burned both of our time. We took the timeout there because we wanted to regroup a little bit, and then when we came out and they came out on the field, the guys up in the box are screaming at me. They said, we got 12 guys on the field, and so we had to call another timeout. Willie Horn got in there and wasn't supposed to be in there at that point, and so we had to take another timeout to get him off the field.
It seems like the past couple of years and really throughout your tenure, the special team play has really come up big, and you've made some big plays. You go back to the Central Washington game last year with a blocked PAT, and then you come up with a big play here. It seems like it always shows a little bit about the importance of special teams and what it means to a win or a loss.
Well, it does. You know, our kids take a lot of pride in special teams, and we had, you know, we did a lot of things good Saturday on special teams, but we just had some real mental mistakes. I mean, the extra point, you know, one of our guys just didn't block. He blocked out instead of in. You know, that shouldn't happen. The punt block was strictly our punter's fault. You know, we shift our protection one way or the other, and the protection was shifted to his left, and he punted to his right. If he'd have punted to his left like he was supposed to, the guy wouldn't have had a prayer in blocking it, you know. And we had a great punt return. And, you know, like I said, our kickoffs were outstanding. Todd did a great job on that. It was disappointing that he missed the 2 field goals, but, you know, that's something we'll continue to work on. But, you know, we really do put a lot of emphasis on our special teams, and Washburn does too. They're just a little short this year on return guys. They don't seem to have the quality return guys they've had in the past.
Talk a little bit about the injury situation. You talked about Sunderman being out of the game from a very early standpoint. How about the rest of the team, Matt? What's the standpoint right now with injuries?
Well, you know, coming out of that ball game, obviously the big injury was Kyle Sunderman, and he's got some type of a foot sprain. We're not sure. Got a little better report on it, I think, today. You know, I don't think there's a fracture in there, and so hopefully that's good news, but we'll have to wait and see. Brian Hummel, another name that you don't hear. Brian Hummel's our long snapper and on punts, and does a great job for us. He's a redshirt freshman from Clarinda, and playing a little fullback for us. Really severely sprained his ankle early in the ball game, and we didn't know if he could go again or not, but he's a tough kid, and he taped it up, and he was able to go out there and snap. He wasn't very good at – he wasn't helping us out on coverage, and so he's going to be real limited this week. Jordan Simmons had a slight concussion right early in the 4th quarter, and you know, we lost him for the rest of the ball game, but he's going to be all right. Tyler Shaw was in and out a few times with injuries, and Al Foster Reddig was fighting, you know, the ankle problem that he's got. And so we had several things that we had to get through. But, again, young guys stepped up and stepped in there and did the job.
You get through with that matchup. Now you look ahead. You've got Fort Hays State this weekend with homecoming activities throughout the week. Another big game against a team that's really playing some pretty good football. It seems like they're a team that really doesn't beat themselves very often.
Well, they've got some real talent, John, especially on offense. Their quarterback, Garrison, is really playing well, I think. Just watching him last night, we were watching tape of them and Washburn, and it didn't seem like he ever threw an incompletion. And he can move really well. That's the frustrating thing. You think you got him trapped in the pocket, and he scrambles and gets 15 yards or scrambles and gets himself out where he can throw the ball. He's got two or three very good receivers. They've got an excellent running back. Defensively, they're real solid. I think they're doing a fine job. They've had some tough ball games. I think they've lost four or five ball games, but they've all been close ball games. And so they'll come in here ready to play, and we'll have a real challenge ahead of us.
And with it being homecoming weekend, I know your staff has done a very good job through the years of keeping the focus on the game for the players, but just a heck of an atmosphere for football at Northwest on homecoming weekend.
Well, we're looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a great weekend. Seth Wan's going to be here. He's getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, and it works out that the team that he plays in the UFL, they have a bye week this week, so Seth will be here. And, of course, Tucker Woolsey is another one of our former players that's being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and he'll be here. And the New York Giants have the week off, and Dave Tollefson's going to be here. So it's going to be fun to, and, those are just the guys that are playing in, professional football right now. But there's a lot of, be a lot of our former players here, and we have a recruiting weekend, so we have a lot of high school kids in, and just all of our alums. It'll be a great atmosphere.
All right, well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thanks, John.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, Mel Chertsma. Again, our interview with Coach Chertsma is recorded every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock at Maryville's Hy-Vee and is also underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee. For Coach Chertsma, I'm John Coffey, KXCV, KRNW Sports.